This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Welcome back to Money News right around the country. Great to have your company. We'll get to your calls very shortly, 131 873. Plenty to talk about. One of those issues to talk about is Australia's tourism and funding. Now, a new deal has been done today between Qantas and Tourism Australia, which is, if you like, an organisation that promotes tourism inside and outside of Australia. This is a big deal because there had been a bust-up, it would be fair to say, between the two organisations some time ago. Just to explain exactly what it means and also the way in which it might aid the, the promotion of Australian tourism internally and externally, let's go to the Chief Executive of Tourism Australia, John O'Sullivan, on the line. G'day, John. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, Ross. How are you?
So this is a good deal. What happened? Did you kiss and make up? What happened here?
Oh, look, we've been always working informally since I started in the role about 2.5 years ago with Qantas. I mean, they're a great supporter of tourism, both domestically and internationally. And over the last 8 or 9 months, with Alan Joyce's support, Gareth Evans, Andrew Parker from the Qantas team, we've worked towards getting a more formal arrangement in situ. I mean, the history...
All right, now, come on, John, let's not gloss over the brawl, because it did happen, it was real, there was a conflict with the chairman, Jeff Dixon, it did happen, didn't it?
Yeah, there was a well-documented event back in 2012, but I think, importantly now, we've moved on from that, and, you know, even during that time, we worked on projects like G'day USA, our teams in market swapped market intelligence. There just wasn't a formality about the relationship, which I think is really important that we do have. And now with this new agreement, working in markets like China, Hong Kong, the US, UK, and also Japan, you know, we're really excited about it. And it's a new start, and it's a great agreement.
Okay, now tell me exactly how it sits. What will they put in? How long is it for? What's the commitment for?
It's a 3-year, $20 million deal, and we'll work together in promoting Australia in those five markets. And those five markets account for about 50% of the $37 billion that's spent by international visitors in Australia, or 50%, sorry, and almost 50% of the visitation to our country. So they're five really key markets for us. Importantly, what's really key part of it is that we're going to be sharing with each other our data. So if someone goes to Australia.com, we know that they like Adelaide, for example, or Sydney, for example. The ads that we'll be able to serve up to them in partnership with Qantas will really target experiences and attractions in those markets, as opposed to just being generic Australian ads. So the data sharing component of the agreement is also as important as the brand component of the agreement as well.
Now, this is important because it is, as you say, important that the tourism effort of Australia is coordinated, especially with our biggest internal carrier of passengers being Qantas. The big issue here, of course, and just to explain it to people, of course, this came through a bust-up through the Qantas chief executive, Alan Joyce, and the former Qantas chief executive, your chairman, Tourism Australia chairman, Jeff Dixon. Have the two of them kissed and made up? Are they mates now?
That wasn't something we've discussed. I mean, it's not a part of the relationship discussion between Tourism Australia and Qantas. That's probably a question left for both of them, not for me. I mean, for us, it's really about, you know, this new 3-year arrangement that we've got and taking forward the Australian message in those markets.
And it's also important because Qantas now is in such a rude financial health, and to have them with this funding is also important for your organisation.
Yeah, no question. I mean, as I said today, they're a resurgent Qantas, and that's great for Australian tourism and great for our brand. And, you know, in particular, if you look at the performance of the Japan market over the last 12 months, it really has improved off the back of increased frequency of services and capacity from Qantas. So that just shows you the power of that airline when they're in the current state that they are now under Alan's leadership and the renewed international strategy that they've launched. And I think that's a really good thing for the country and a really good partnership for us to have.
There you go. A $20 million 3-year deal between Qantas and Tourism Australia. The Chief Executive of Tourism Australia, John O'Sullivan. We appreciate your time, John.
Ross, always good to be on your program.
Yeah, John O'Sullivan there. And I just should also clarify for you that Jeff Dixon did retire as chairman of Tourism Australia in July last year. Quite clearly, obviously, you've got a situation where Alan Joyce is still very much the chief executive of Qantas.
This podcast thanks to Audi Altauer Tarmann. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Altauer Tarmann today.